Saturday the 21st of April is with us, and we have a newbie actually on our location reports for our audio postcard from Sci-Fi Scarborough. That newbie is the awesome Nicola Scott. How are you, Nicola?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. I'm actually standing in front of the main stage here in the Grand Hall, in front of actually the area that will later be occupied by actor Dominic Keating and Jimmy V, Ross Mullen and others, and actually in front of a set which kind of replicates the Next Generation bridge, or at least part of Next Generation bridge from the Enterprise. But what are your thoughts on this hall that we've seen so far? And this is just a small smidgen of what we're actually going to see today.
It looks very exciting. There's lots of cool things out and about. I'm excited to have a look, see what's happening.
Well, as I say, we'll be speaking to the great guru, that will be Steve Dickens, in a few moments. Steve currently, as you might imagine, sorting out a few other bits and pieces. We'll be joined as well on this location report by Darren Scales and Kasia Nicklin. I think that Shaylee McKenzie's also making her way up here, so for once, actually, it'll be a fairly full turnout of reporters and souls, etc. And we can look forward to heaps of connections with some of our good friends like Lee Bradley and Richard Piers Raymond and others as far as we cover this event. What are you most looking forward to today?
Well, I think seeing some of the famous people will be quite fun. And seeing some of their faces and names and being like, I recognise these people.
Some of the famous people. I noticed John Campling is in his traditional wing position there, and we'll speak to John as well when he actually arrives from that point of view. But I remind you, you're listening to the Midweek Drive and location in association with Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio at Sci-Fi Scarborough 2018. Steve Dickinson is with us, a man who's wearing an S because he is Super Steve. It's Super Steve Dickinson. Yay!
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Sci-Fi Scarborough.
Well, already, Steve, this is number 5, I believe?
Yeah, this is year 5, half a decade.
Wow. Well, I mean, as I said, I think we've been doing these things in terms of 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th, if memory serves. And I just have to say, hats off to you, if I was wearing a hat, but double hats off for once again pulling out all the stops. I mean, we've got the Starship Enterprise NCCD bridge in front of us.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've got the Leeds Bradford Starfleet have brought along their bridge set, and it's on the main stage for photo shoots. So that looks really, really cool with all the graphics behind it and all the schedules running on the big screen above it. So, yeah, it's looking pretty cool in here.
It is awesome. And for those people who haven't actually seen the awesomeness of Steve Dickinson with Marina Sirtis cardboard cutout, that, again, I couldn't even respond on social media. I just, the awesomeness of it, Steve.
Yeah, I know, it's very funny. I'm a huge fan of Star Trek, but I'm a huge fan of Marina. And when we found out last week that she's going to be in Panto in Bridlington this Christmas, we all lost our minds, especially me, and then I had to go and calm down in a darkened room.
I was saying to Nicola when we were travelling down here, it was the equivalent to a few years ago in the Middlesbrough Literary Festival when we had Lindsay Wagner actually turning up. I thought, surely Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman in Berwick Hills, is it not Beverly Hills? Has she not got it mistaken? No, she was there.
Yeah, that's a crazy one. It's weird because Lindsay Wagner's agent got in touch a couple of years ago and I was really interested. Obviously, it's my era. I'm like late for
our era, Steve, I think.
Our era, sorry. It's the $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman was just like, I love that. I wanted to be Steve Austin, you know. I was so glad my mum called me Steve at the time. I'm not now because everyone's called Steve, but, you know.
Well, I won't do a da 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 da, but I will hand over to Nicola. Nicola, it's your first ever convention. You work, obviously, within the movie industry. You're a graduate, undergraduate at Teesside University. Questions for Steve?
God, put me on the spot. I don't know. Oh, tell me what you film. Is it the film?
What does he film? No, that's Darren Scales. It's all right. She's learning the process. It's okay. We'll work our way through that.
Gently for the first convention. It's all right. I know it's very overwhelming. You haven't seen the rest of it. You've got to go. There's another quarter mile of stuff going through that door, so, yeah.
This was my question, actually, on Nicola's behalf. I should warm up during the whole process, I'm no doubt. It's the stress of being driven here by an insane person this morning, but still. Would you like to give her some sort of tips in terms of what she should be looking out for? Because I've already suggested we'll be touching base with the awesome John Campling, who's, I mean, pretty much a sci-fi Scarborough without John Campling, it's almost inconceivable, really.
Absolutely, yeah. John's been with us for 4 years, out of the 5 now. When we were his very first convention, we talked him into doing it in the first place. Would people want to meet a Death Eater from Harry Potter? Yes, John. Go and get some photographs printed and come to Sci-Fi Scarborough, and the rest is history. You know, he does loads of cons now and he loves it. He does his wand workshop, you know, teaches the kids how to cast spells. And
well, without being overtly praiseworthy for yourself, Steve, and being completely objective, you've got it right here. You and the guys have kind of produced something which really actually provides a whole range of positive experience for the fans, and it provides also good news for the actual artist as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's all about putting a platform in. for everyone locally and obviously nationwide to come and show off what they do and do it properly. You know, it isn't just a trading hall and a few guests and just spending money. It's about, you know, experience and having been comfortable in the environment as well and having a good time. And that's what we try and do here.
So what should Nicola, whose last movie and favourite movie of the year so far was indeed the Wes Anderson
Isle of Dogs,
and indeed is looking forward to obviously the release later on this week of Avengers Infinity War, what should she be looking for?
You should keep your eye out for a lot of the cosplayers really walking around. I mean, they're like spend all year on their builds and they walk around, you know, in screen accurate stuff. You know, we have a lot of costuming groups here, obviously, as well. Sentinel Squad, 99th Garrison and the Judges, and they're fantastic and they have a very big presence. But there's a lot to see. Up in the Ocean Room, there's the R2 Builders Club, who build the R2 units for the films, for Lucasfilm. And they're very, very impressive, and I just can't help but go up there and drool over them regularly. But there's a lot to look at.
And, of course, Jimmy V, the successor to the late, great Kenny Baker, also here as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have Jimmy here. I've been trying to get him for a couple of years, originally because of his Doctor Who roles that he plays. He's played a few, you know, important roles in Doctor Who. But yeah, when he landed R2, we were like, yeah, we've got to get Jimmy. And his agent's fantastic, and she made that easy for us. So, yeah.
We're looking forward to connecting with our regular Middlesbrough artist and awesome Richard Piers Raymond. He's actually in the artistic area.
Yeah, Richard. Richard's messaged me about half an hour ago.
Oh no!
He's stuck in London.
Oh no!
This is a guy that lives in Scarborough. The only comic book
supports
artist.
Middlesbrough.
Yeah, and he's stuck in London and he can't get up here till mid afternoon. So he's going to be here tomorrow. Only. And we've got an empty table.
Well, actually, you say that, but maybe, just maybe, Steve, the magic of Siren and Southside could help with this, because I do know Darren Scales is going to bring lots of his flyers and lots of stuff up from his own movie, The Expanse and The Drift, etc. So there might be a possibility there of putting some stuff in there.
If he wants to sit at the table as well with his flyers and talk to people, he's more than welcome for today.
I tell you what, he's on his way with Cash and Nicklin. When he arrives, I'm sure we'll coordinate and do various other business. Quick plug as well for Sarah Louise Madison, who's also there. Keeping Angel as well. You've got an awesome lineup as ever.
Yeah, bless her, Sarah. She's had a heavy filming schedule this week, and 11 o'clock last night, she was still at Stansted Airport. She got here at 4 a.m. So we're literally injecting caffeine into her into the hotel as we speak.
Okay.
And rubbing tea into her eyes, trying to wake her up.
We'll go easy on the interview then, presumably, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she's gonna struggle with the morning. She'll be okay, though. You know, we've got a good hospitality crew, and we look after everyone. So, yeah, it's... It's going to be great.
And Nicola, you were saying you recognise the Game of Thrones soul?
Yeah.
Ross Mullen?
Yeah. What's the name of the character?
His name's actually
the
up
White Walker. There we go. The White Walker. Yeah.
Yeah, Ross popped down yesterday to say hi, and he's lovely. He's a really cool guy, really nice. You know, I mean, everyone is, but it's just so great to actually meet them at last when you've been dealing with them for months and months, and you're looking at pictures of them and reading their bios and, you know, telling everyone about them. When you haven't met them personally, it's very difficult to sort of get across exactly how cool they are. But he's a really cool guy, and so is everyone else, apparently.
Steve, it's going to be a fantastic show. I know that you can already sense the positive buzz and atmosphere that's actually around. We will speak later on when hopefully, as I say, we'll introduce you to Shaylee and to Darren, and then it's connections and wonderful things will happen.
Marvellous, we'll do.
Well, our first interviewee other than Steve Dickinson is now about to make her debut on the whole production, and we're looking at Misha's colouring activity book?
Yes, it's... I did this a few years ago, actually, and because I really like the main character of Vampire Freestyle, I thought it would be nice to have in a colouring book.
It makes perfect sense. Vampire Freestyle course, the creator happens to be your good self, and your name is?
Jenny Cayofreda.
Jenny... Talk to her. Do I detect a Spanish accent, perhaps?
Italian.
Italian. Okay. So, have you come from Italy today to actually be with us at Sci-Fi Scarborough?
No. I live in London many years, but I travel all over Europe in comic book conventions.
So, talk to us about what you've actually got here and how the character of Misha seems to be sort of all over the place. Presumably, this is aimed at children mostly.
I think actually it's for any age. It's child friendly, of course, but it's for any age.
So, talk to us about Vampire Freestyle. What's it all about?
It's...
That's okay. It's got a cat. Is she a cat? Is it a he or is it a she?
It's a she. She's the main character.
Yeah.
And basically, it's her adventures, and she's in a world of vampires, witches, and legends.
As a black cat would be, obviously.
Yes, of course.
So that's fine. So, I mean, how did you come up with the idea in the first place?
Well, everything started as a joke between me and my boyfriend. He was calling me Micha as a pet name. And Micha in Italian means a female cat. So I started to draw myself in cat shape with these big eyes. But the more I was drawing this cat, I don't know, wherever I need to leave him a note or something. But the more I was drawing the cat, the more it was becoming a real character, no more me. And so from there I started everything else.
And we were looking at some fantastic drawings. Nicola, thoughts from what you see?
I think it's really good. I see the way you're wearing like a Studio Ghibli inspired top. And the cat looks a lot like Gigi from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Actually, when I was drawing Micha, I still didn't see Kiki Delivery Service. I said years later. Yeah. So.
But it reminds me a lot of that, so I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I love Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, me too.
So how can people get in touch with Micha online? Does she have a web presence?
Yeah, my official website is neptunefactory.com. And yeah, she has big presence over there.
And you've been to a Sci-Fi Scarborough a few years ago. What are your thoughts now on this, the fifth Sci-Fi Scarborough?
It still doesn't start, but I'm already happy as it is. I mean, what I saw until now is very, very pleasant, so I'm happy.
Misha, it's been wonderful touching base with yourself today. Good luck. I'm sure you'll have a fantastic weekend. And, of course, you're ideally placed for the stage as well.
Yeah, definitely.
We have moved on to the world of Tempest Red. To be precise, tempestred.com, as far as the website is concerned. And one of the creators of Tempest Red is...
Shannon Kirkwood.
Shannon, talk to us a bit about Tempest Red, please.
Well, it is a dark fantasy comic about a corrupt dynasty that brings about the apocalypse.
So pretty much Brexit and Donald Trump in one, really.
How did you know?
So, I mean, allowing for that, what inspired you to come up with the characters as well? We've got here Moon Squid, obviously we've got Tempest Red. What's the sort of overall drive for all?
Moon Squid is the name that I go by, my artist name, because I do mostly watercolors and inks and stuff like that. But Tempest Red has been a brain child of mine for about 10 years or so. Just been working on my skills to try to get it out there and finally working on it. And I love it.
Our more discerning listeners will doubtless be able to detect a slight American accent there.
Uh-oh.
Just a teeny one. Have you come over from the States today, or are you now based in Britain? Where do you originate from?
I'm originally from California, but I've been living in the UK for the past 4 years.
Well, many of our Californian correspondents should obviously follow with you, whether it's Phil Leonis or indeed other folk that are actually there. And in terms of the overall sort of thing that we've actually got here, Sci-Fi Scarborough, have you been before? Is this your first time to Sci-Fi Scarborough? I mean, clearly, as I say, the very notion that there is a country other than London in England is somewhat sort of difficult to actually get across to folk in the States.
I know a lot of people think that London is synonymous with England, but this is my first time at Sci-Fi Scarborough, and it actually looks wonderful, and I'm pretty excited. This is the first time I've been in the city, too, or area.
Town, it's all right. Yeah. North Yorkshire.
It's near York. And it looked nice from the lights when we were driving up last night, so that was cool.
And your colleague here, who's obviously doing double duty as graphic designer and more, your name, sir?
Luke Kirkwood. I'm her husband.
And husband. So you're responsible for rescuing a Californian and actually giving her civilization in England, then?
That's correct, yes.
Luke saves the day, Shannon.
He teaches me proper English and everything.
Wow, I mean, by George, I think she's got it.
No, maybe we wouldn't go that far.
Tomato, tomato, there's a whole... No. Share with us your own kind of involvement with respect to Tempest Red, please, other than obviously the married one.
Yes, I have done the sort of the marketing side of it, the page layouts. Everything else has just been trying to support Shannon and help her... create the comic that she's been working on, as she says, for a decade.
Well, it's basically what cosplayers have been waiting for years, really, Tempest Red. Nicola, questions for yourself.
Oh, I don't know, this is absolutely mesmerising. This is beautiful. I don't know, how long have you been working on it?
Well, the work itself has been gone through a lot of different variations. Originally, it was an anime back when I was, 15, but I've since grown, and it has too. I suppose this first comic itself took about 4 years, just because it wasn't like a serious endeavor, just kind of on and off kind of thing. But now that I'm really honed in on it, it's going by pretty quick. But it's going. It's going.
I'm intrigued in terms of the inspirational side of things, because obviously I see Vanda the Scarlet Witch that's actually sort of imaged there. I'm thinking also Medusa from the Inhumans that's sort of there. And some, you know, were there any things which inspired you to come out? I mean, you mentioned manga and anime and so on. Were there other areas which kind of particularly inspired the adventure?
Ooh, things like the Dark Crystal and Lovecraft stories. It's pretty dark, but I kind of pulled inspiration from all over the place, really.
So a mixture of the Call of Cthulhu with a bit of Jim Henson Mapletree as well.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I hope you've already sorted out the Hollywood rights, because I think we're on a winner here, basically.
No, very nice of you to say. Thank you very much.
And for folk who can't actually get to see you today at the Scarborough fabulous event, Sci-Fi Scarborough, this weekend, do we have a website? Presumably it is tempestred.com.
It certainly is, yeah.
And so we moved and ascended, really, to the first floor, and we're at the base of the North Yorkshire Props Department without actually any NYPD people actually to chat to. We'll sort that out a bit as the audio promenade continues. But we brought you here, Nicola, because we thought, well, you might be interested in clearly the Avengers memorabilia that we've actually got here. And certainly we've got Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., we've got Chris Evans, Captain America. We've got lots of Star Wars stuff as well. We've got Yoda masks and so on. We've got clearly the substantial real measured Batman bust that's actually here. Your thoughts on what we're looking at?
I think it's really cool. Is this all real or handmade or...?
Well, real or handmade, there's an interesting question with the whole thing. I think it's all been constructed in a reality, and if this is unreal, then clearly I'm having one very strange trip, and so are you.
Well, yeah, at least we're in it together.
Well, exactly. We've got not just one, but two Yodas behind us now. In fact, actually, now I see a third Yoda, so it's a Yoda times three that we've actually got there. And so all being well, we'll hopefully grab a few words with some of the fine folk from here. I see there's even a snow monster and various other elements that come through this, this combination of Outer Rim props. And indeed, the North Yorkshire Props Department. And as he sort of wanders along this particular side of things here, I'm just intrigued by the fact that perhaps global warming has actually opened up here with this side here. No swimming hazardous area, beach closed.
That's the sign from the Jaws.
Glad you mentioned that. You see, this is why your cinematic expertise is important, Nicola.
I quite like this alien... not alien, sorry. The Thing.
It's a thing, alien thing, that comes from this perspective that's bursting out of some areas.
The Thing, I think, where they test everybody's blood to see who's got, like, the thing.
And suddenly you find out who the genetic sort of person happens to be. Great stuff. Again, stacks and stacks of creativity. This is something I've found over the years, that science fiction events tend to bring out the creationist in people. And we're just seeing a small smidgen of that. And we'll obviously encounter lots more as the day proceeds. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. We could do the whole interview like this, but we won't, because clearly it would give difficulty in understanding. Would you like to speak now to...
My name's Martin.
Not Groot.
No, not at the moment anyway.
And...
I'm Paul.
Okay, Martin, I was just fascinated just catching just one of the words that you were talking about, vis-a-vis Groot, that's actually around there. Mm. And Paul is currently holding a green Groot. So again, a green Groot. Are you model makers? Are you designers? Is it a case of this is the moment to come? Share with us why you're here today.
Well, I'm personally here. I'm with Scarborough Game Society. We're demoing various games, tabletop things and whatnot. But with the group, I'm just hobbyist, I suppose. Experiment with 3D printing and whatnot.
Which makes sense. And talk to us about this Groot that's being held at present.
Well, to be honest, it was an experiment to try and see if my printer was working.
So this is actually a 3D printed Groot that we've actually got there. That is the 21st century, Nicola.
That's very. Why is it? Is it green? Because
it's just the colour of the plastic that I was using at the time. You can get it in any colour. You can get transparent filament. It kind of it's not completely transparent, but you know, you can get nice effects with it. And yeah, just as endless. You can print in wood, metal in some cases if you've got the right machine.
From the inner mind to the outer limits, or the outer rim props, perhaps. That's your cue. Talk to us again, because the outer rim props, if I recall from when we covered this last year, it's also connected with the NYPD as well. Is that right?
We share the same workshops and we bounce off each other and that, you know. And like I say, this year, I think we've outdone ourselves again. You know, we've got full-size Hanny and Carbonite and stuff like that this year.
And so three Yodas.
Oh, yeah, two of them already sold, though.
Nicola, I mean, I know you've been impressed with a range of things. I'm just very impressed with the official shark repellent bat spray, because that's vital, really, for any sort of aficionados of Batman 66. It's what we need.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, who did He had a bit of trouble then because like, he was spraying them blue, put can down, and then picked another one up. Thought it was blue, and it turned out to be undercut again, so he had to redo them all again. That was funny.
Nicola, thoughts from yourself?
It's nice to see a range of like different props, not just Star Wars, but you've got like a Xenomorph and stuff, other things as well.
That's it. Like yeah, NYPD do your Marvel and DC and who the films. Well, I concentrate on me Star Wars. You see, that's what I'm my passion. Like.
Well, looking to the back of you there, we see. I mean, I thought initially it was a Tauntaun. It's not. What have we got here? It is a Star Wars character, I believe.
It's a Wampa.
It is a Wampa.
Yeah.
Right. And the outside, you're not going to rip it open, so we actually sort of it's inside.
No,
as well.
No. That's a Tauntaun. That is one.
Thank you. This is good from the. So, I was just sharing with Nicola and our listener that obviously the inspiration that comes through all this in terms of the fabulous world and the whole thing. What brought you to actually producing Star Wars stuff and so on?
I don't know. It's just the chance we had because I do a lot of costuming. So this was like a progression, like, you know, I've always been good on my hands and stuff like that. So we got in contact with Gav after the first show, and then it's just gone from there, really, and just started making stuff.
And looking forward to Solo in a few weeks' time?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Put off by the trailer?
No, it's Star Wars, isn't it? You know what I mean? End of the day, that's all that matters.
That makes sense. And Scarborough Game Society, how can people get in touch with your good self? If I mean, does it do exactly what it says it suggests it does? It plays games in Scarborough, sorry.
Yeah, nailed it on the head. Mondays and Thursdays at Roscoe Rooms on Roscoe Street. Facebook we've got on there, and we do have a website, but for the life of me, I can't remember the address.
Scarborough Game Society, probably if I Google that, that'll work its way through that process, which is fantastic. Gentlemen, it's been lovely speaking with you today. We'll catch up with you, I'm sure. We've got our very own filmmaker, Darren Scales, who I know will be fascinated by seeing some of these things, given his movie The Expanse and The Drift and various other bits and pieces. So we'll hopefully catch up later.
Nice.
Well, we said earlier, Nicola, we were surrounded by Daleks. We've now identified that there are 9, and we've only managed to identify that not because we're numerate, but because we actually have from the wonderful society that's responsible for this whole system, the fabulous...
Rob Phillips.
Rob, talk to us about all the Daleks and Davros and everything you've actually brought along with the guys today, including, I see, Doctor Who and the Daleks starring Dean Stoner.
Yeah, that's just Dean over there. Yeah, we're a group of Dalek owners and operators, and we do... various conventions throughout the UK, and we're raising money this year for the Great Ormond Street Hospital, so it's a very good charity.
When we spoke last year, I think you also had a charity. What was the charity last year?
It was the West Sussex and...
King Sussex and Surrey Air Ambulance.
And we raised...
£3,000.
That's for them, yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. That's great stuff there. And, of course, you do that. I mean, basically, it's all things Dalek.
Yeah, just about Dalek. Yeah, we all love Doctor Who, but the Daleks are in particular...
So, I know it potentially could be a controversial question, but
Chris
Chibnall, the right choice or not? You see, I thought I was going to go down the line of Jodie Whittaker, but no, I threw in the producer there. So, Chris Chibnall, right choice or...?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, we're hoping that she'll get good stories and that the show will get good stories. And, you know, whoever's fans of the Doctor, it's the stories that make the show. You know,
you've got Bradley Walsh in there, so it's only going to be good, isn't it?
Well, that's the comedy fire of pirate, yeah,
exactly.
So hopefully...
You are pretty much a regular at Sci-Fi Scarborough. It's become an essential part of the whole sequence. It looks, I mean, this is, I think, my fourth one I've looked at, and probably it's going to be one of the hottest yet, it would seem.
It seems to be, yeah, with the weather this weekend and the fact that, yeah, I think I've been to every single one of them since the first one, and it's growing every year, you know, and each year it gets better and better and better. And
so for you guys who effectively are inside the Daleks... terrifying the likes of Nicola.
That's correct, yeah.
You know, what sort of... do you have any sort of air conditioning in there?
We have 120mm computer fans in there to keep us cool, yeah. So we do a bit of cooling in there.
A little bit, but not much, obviously. Yeah. Nicola.
Yeah, do you operate any of these ones?
Yes, which I operate one? The bronze NSD with a black dome. That's mine.
Did you buy it, or have you...
I built it from
scratch. Oh, that's cool. That's
really
cool.
I've built 3 of the ones that are here. Reconditioned a couple more of them, but it's a hobby and I enjoy it.
And where do the Sons of Scarrow make their way after Scarborough?
I live in Grimsby. Dean and Mother Joy of the Darks is in Sussex?
West Sussex,
yeah. And Richard lives in Chesterfield, so from all over the place.
Will you be getting together for the Comic Cons later on in the year? Will you be sort of with us for various other events?
Dean's doing hundreds this year. We're all over the place. You can check our Facebook page where we actually are, but we do a lot of shows all over the UK.
And the Facebook handle is?
The Sons of Scarrow. Just look for that Facebook, and that's where we are.
Ever thought of the Daughters of Skaro? Sorry, I'm just thinking about a doctor's gender change there, just a thought.
Well, Daleks have no gender, so...
Nice.
The Sons of Skaro works for the Sons of Anarchy. It was actually this convention that gave us our name a couple of years ago.
And so it goes.